Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, brought each Sunday at noon here on WETO at 10 a.m. and rebroadcast on Saturday at 6 p.m., reaching a 100-mile radius in 4 states. We are in the studio today, and we are into the last day of the CRS 10th anniversary celebration, and I'm sending out today's program to all the CRS members in Pittsburgh for this celebration. Dean has a lot of news from his tour, and we have a lot of new music to play for you, so let's get started with a song from the group Roland from Chirts called Ochka Tatarochka.
That would be broadcast each Sunday at noon. You can tell we're live and we've been going all weekend. So here we are, Ochka Tatarochka. Makes you want to do the Russian Richard Simmons workout out there, doesn't it? Well, today is the last day of the St. Elias Byzantine Catholic Church Parish Music and Food Festival, the fourth annual Pig Roast and Polka Party featuring DJ George Almasi from 1:30 to 4, and a live performance by Henry and the Versajays from 4 until 8. In addition to the pig roast and ribs, the all-you-can-eat buffet from 1 to 6 will include such ethnic items as holubke, pirohi, halushke, and kolbasa. Activities for children, bingo and other games of chance, and a Chinese auction will be offered. The festival is being held at the church grounds. Tickets for adults are $30 at the door. Children ages 7 to 12 are $10. Call 412-461-5847 for more information. Next, we have a brand new selection by the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor.
Прощай, 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 пр
The Roots and Heritage program is now on the internet. At the CRS homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Roots and Radio, and there we are. Now Roots and's everywhere at any time of the day or night can listen to and enjoy the Roots and Radio. We got a $10 donation from Robert Yoram of East Pittsburgh, $10 donation from Kate Slujarczyk Spiewak from Latrobe, and a $50 from an anonymous donor. Yesterday at our affair, so many people say they just love listening to this on the internet. We thank these members for their financial support, and we are counting on and need your financial support to help us continue with our broadcasts. It's up to you. Our next selection is Mamka Moya by the group called Dubrova. I'm really enjoying the time I have at home listening to these new cassettes and CDs.
Great
sometimes
stuff.
One and 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's the only time I'm home.
Like yesterday.
Yeah, and these ones that he brought back from the tour, they're just really good. And Dean, tell us a little bit about what you have here for us.
What I've prepared for you today, when we were in Prešov, the last day of our heritage tour in Slovakia, we went to Krynica, and at breakfast I ran into a very good friend of the Carpathian-Rusyn Societies, Dr. Bob Magochi, and what I have for you now is excerpts from an interview I had with him in Prešov.
I'm privileged to be here with Dr. Bob Magochi, as we all know, has written many books and is the chair of Ukrainian studies at the University of Toronto. And Dr. Magochi, I would like that you give us a little greeting. As you know, we have a new radio program, Russian radio program in Pittsburgh every Sunday, continuing on the work that Jerry Juma has done for 7 years. And give us a little greeting, and would you like to say a few words about the Russians here in Europe and the Russians in America?
Well, thank you very much. It's great to meet with you, Dean, once again. Whether it's in Pittsburgh or whether it's in Prešov or Ushorod, it turns out to be something like that. We're all very happy in North America that the Rusyn program in Pittsburgh is being continued, in a sense expanded also. We understand that you're now on the internet.
Yes.
This is exceedingly important because you may be based in Pittsburgh, but you now can reach listeners literally worldwide.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are listeners in various places. So this is an excellent thing, and very glad that your program, that is the program of the Professor Rusin Society, to organize tours for Rusins of American background and their spouses who are sometimes not of Rusin background, but who turn out to become greater fans of Rusin culture by virtue of the fact that they've visited. That kind of activity is exceedingly important, and we hope that in terms of promoting Rusin awareness, that this both the radio program as well as the European tours of the Kapitka Rusin Society continue into the future.
As you know, we're having our 10th anniversary celebration next month, and by chance, will you be attending? Or I know you do a lot of work here in Europe, both here in Western and Central Europe. By any chance, will you be able to come and visit with us on our 10th anniversary?
Well, it turns out that unfortunately for me, July is the month that I am always in Europe. I understand that the real big one will be in July, and so I can only say that it is in fact marked on my calendar, so I know when it is, that I certainly will be there with you in spirit. And what the Carpathian Rusin Society has achieved in 10 years is absolutely phenomenal. We always needed a grassroots organization comprised, as it is, primarily of young people. So that kind of work is absolutely essential. And it's just wonderful to know that it's already 10 years of celebration, culminating with the creation, as I understand, or the official opening of the National Center that you will now have in Homestead Munn Hall, in the former Cathedral Church. Nothing could be more appropriate as a kind of culmination of the first decade as the basis for several more decades.
That was the wonderful interview, Dean, and I know that Dr. Magoshi, I'm sure, wishes, like you said, in spirit to be here with us.
Yes, yes.
Now, one of the cassettes that Dean brought back, and I can't get enough of listening to it, I played in my car all the time, it's a wonderful group called Mikotsi, a gypsy orchestra. Enjoy, Horoma Korchmi.
Well, seems like we're having a little more problems. I did this 8 o'clock in the morning. I know I checked all the things for playing. So what we're going to do is we're going to go on and give you a little bit of what went on this weekend. Friday, we started off the 10th anniversary celebration with a general meeting presided by Mr. John Rigetti, president of the Carpathian Rusin Society. We also had updates on our financial situation by Financial Secretary Jack Mahalo and a membership report by Richard Lachuk. After we had our general meeting, we had a film festival hosted by two people, very important people. First one was Jerry Chanda of the New Jersey chapter, and it was also hosted by Maria Silvestri, one of the co-chairmen of Rusin Outpost North America. And the Rusin Film Festival were different films by and about Rusins, and included many, many films, and one of the most popular films that were part of this Rusin Film Festival was the award-winning Deer Hunter with Robert De Niro, and gave us a great insight on how Rusins are portrayed not only in the homeland, but about here. Of course, we know the Deer Hunter deals with the problems of the Vietnam War era and things as such. I think what we're going to do is play a song for you, and then we're going to get back to more events, what happened yesterday. So now we have Oinai, from the Oina Playo CD. This is Zalisum, Zalisum.
Як привесело, сюди повернуся, туди повернуся. хлопці веселі, люблять жартувати, люблять заспівати, ще й затанцювати.
Люблять жартувати, люблять заспівати, ще й затанцювати.
Звіта в мене хлопець, чом така білява, звіта в мене хлопець, чом така білява. Моя мамка, як була маленька, в молоці купала.
Always an exciting time here at the Russian Heritage Program. Sometimes we have some technical problems, but we are going to work right through it. Going with our 10th anniversary celebration, we talked about the general meeting in the film festival. We just want to acknowledge some of the people that showed up Friday from all over the U.S. I think our farthest traveler was Nancy Rivak from Los Angeles, California. Nancy is the tour director for the Lemko tour that will be going off next year. We also had some other people. We had Christine Clark from Chicago, Illinois. We have Karen Marion Karen from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Karen Marion, of course, being the president of the Russian Association in Minnesota. We have the Mahalis from New York, Hodohochiks from New Jersey, the Mihalowskis, John and Susan from New Jersey, the Lusaks from Kent, Ohio, the Karises from Orient, New York. And I think our farthest traveler, although he studies here in University of Toronto with Dr. Maguchi, I think our farthest traveler was Slavo Hiriak, originally from Prešov, Slovakia, now studying as a student with Bob Maguchi.
Yesterday's activities began with the 7th annual Carpathorusn event at the Warhol Museum, which was just spectacular. There was a lot of entertainment, ongoing crafts, embroidery, Pisanki demonstrations, icon paintings, poetry readings, and a talk by John Warhola. Russian foods were served in the cafe. Our out-of-town visitors just raved about the entire event. We in Pittsburgh are so used to this, but we are so happy that the Russians and CRS members around the country had a chance to witness this event. We then went back to the cultural center for an evening of socializing and camaraderie, and it was just so nice to have so many people from all over the country come up to me and say how much they enjoy the radio program. We had wonderful food prepared by one of our favorites, Old Europe Restaurant, located on East Carson Street in Pittsburgh's South Side. The owner, Nick Jordanoff, who is Russian on his mother's side, always does a fabulous job.
Yes.
We had Borovichka, which is gin, vodka, cognac, Bechorovka, brandy, Pilsner Ukvel from the Czech Republic, and Zlatne Bajut.
Zlatý Bažant from Hrbanovo, Slovakia.
Wow. Mineral waters with flavorings from Lemkovina, soft drinks, coffee and tea, and a big array of homemade baked goods, including nut roll, apricot roll, poppy seed rolls, Russian tort, Russian pound cake, apple strudel, poppy seed cake, and chidegi, all donated by the Pittsburgh chapter members. The best thing about last night, though, was the opportunity to meet and talk with our out-of-town guests. It was just memorable. We're now going to try to play a gypsy number for you.
So, palimandar more kame.
Thank you.
And now a public servant announcement from our great friends at St. John's Orthodox Church in Ambridge, Pennsylvania. Enjoy the sights, the sounds, and tastes of Eastern Europe at the 10th Annual Russian Food Festival, August 5th through 7th at the St. John's Orthodox Church Parish Center, 5th Street, Ambridge. Scrumptious pidohi, Carpatho-Russian singers and dancers, folk arts, artists, baked goods, and ethnic items. It's all there at the 10th Annual Russian Food Festival. Please call 724-266-2879 for more information.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, please call 412-321-8383.
Our next selection is Pila Ya Pivachko by Rodina Kiyoska. This coming Thursday is Byzantine Catholic Day at Kennywood Park, sponsored by the Metropolitan Diocese of Pittsburgh and the Greek Catholic Union. It begins with Moleben at noon on the stage and behind the Turnpike Ride, followed by a luncheon buffet in a lower level of the pavilion near the Jackrabbit. The races and games sponsored by the GCU for toddlers to adults begin at 1 p.m. at the grounds near the stage. The speaking and cultural programs begin at the stage at 3:30 with a message from Metropolitan Bishop Schott, ending with an exhilarating performance by Pittsburgh's own Slaviani Folk Ensemble, who is co-sponsored by the Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in McGee's Rocks and financially sponsored by the Greek Catholic Union. For a wonderful day of fun and camaraderie, come and join your fellow Byzantines and Russians at Kennywood Park. Hope to see you there.
Our final selection today is Oy Spivayu Nehadayu by the marvelous Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor.
Вона пальці ношу, о, я.
On behalf of John Rigetti, President, myself, Dean Poloka, the Vice President of the Carpathian Rosen Society, we thank everyone who came to our 10th anniversary celebration events, both Friday and Saturday. We will see you in a couple minutes at the launch of the bus tour. We're going to be coming over to St. Nicholas in just a few minutes after this. I'm sorry?
To give a list.
To give the list to John, who's listening out there. We'll have your list for you. For those of you that came, we thank you very much. We thank everyone who helped prepare Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, before and after. The list is too long to name right now, but I will personally thank everybody. And we hope to see you guys this evening on the Gateway Clipper Liberty Bell, the boat ride. We still have some tickets available, so if you would like to go to this, you can give a call to Jack Poloka at 412-331-3124. Again, on behalf of everyone, all chapters, and the national branch of the Carpathian Rosen Society, we wish you a good trip home from wherever you came from. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McGee's Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Drahé rusinské bratry i sestry, dovolte nám od srdce poděkovat všem, komu dnes počuvali. Dúmame, že ste si páčili našeho vysielania. Pozývame vás počúvať sledujúci nedeľa o 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na rusinského národnostného vysielania. Choďte zdraví, s Bohom!